Welcome to Up the Town, the show that unites the worldwide Wrexham fan base from the doors of the turf to the shores of the Pacific. We give you maximum effort to bring you the passion and pride of the Red Dragons like never before. This is Up the Town, the ultimate celebration of Wrexham AFC.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Up the Town. Thank you for listening. I have been a bit MIA for, I think the last real show I put out was in July of last year. And let's just say the summer, fall, winter just did not go as I had hoped in terms of creating content, in terms of the show and keeping up with everything. It's been very busy at home. It's been very busy personal life, and you got to prioritize. And unfortunately, this was something that I wasn't able to keep doing just for the little bit. And now things are starting to clear up, and I'm really excited. And I'd like to hopefully get this going again. I'm not going to be able to do every match, unfortunately, especially Tuesday matches. They're going to be a little bit harder, I think, for the next little bit with some travel that's coming up, kind of some new job roles, things like that. But I am very excited to kick things off. So just a little bit of an update from that perspective to get out of the way. Now, I have definitely been following Wrexham for the entire season. I've watched a lot of matches. I've attended a few as well. Most notably, or regrettably, I would say, the away FA Cup fixture at Blackburn. It was actually my first away day, so it was really exciting. Actually, I don't want to say regrettable. It was a really exciting time. I had a blast. Went with some friends that I had met at the turf when we won the title last year. And I also was at the Carabao Cup match at home against Wigan. That was not the most fun match in the world, but we did advance on penalties. So that's a little bit of a kind of an update about where things have been. I've not been, you know, completely MIA of the fandom or anything like that, and paying attention where we've been through the 23-24 season. And I got to tell you, it's been exciting and frustrating all at the same time. It's definitely a different vibe than last year. Obviously, the season didn't start out like we had hoped, but obviously being in a promotion position and fighting for promotion, especially in automatic places, is very exciting. So without further ado, we will jump into the player grades, talk about the match, and kind of a little bit where things sit. So today, a very frustrating match. Obviously, the last match, you know, dropping 2 points at home, watched that match as well, was very frustrating. The last two have been very frustrating. It feels like Wrexham are pressing the last couple of matches. And it's very weird to see them not scoring, because last year we were banging goals in for fun, even against the top teams, right? Like, we were just bang goals in. And you know, you don't see that happening a whole lot in the, you know, especially two home matches in a row, Harringay and now Tranmere. They just said Harringay, it's Harrogate. You don't want to do that. Obviously that's frustrating for us. The player grades today are going to be a bit tricky, if I'm going to be honest, because of the way that we played. You really felt we dominated most of the match, outside of the goal, early in the match. You know, that was basically really it from a real threatening standpoint. You were never really worried. You know, Tranmere had a couple of ventures into our final third, and you know, it was okay. They had one or two half chances, but nothing that was crazy. So it was a very weird match from that perspective. You felt like the goal was coming for probably the first 75 minutes or so, and then all of a sudden, you know, you just kind of had that feeling like, damn, I don't know if this is going to happen. And sure enough, it did not. And that was very disappointing. So let's kind of get into a little bit of the player grades. Okonkwo, goalie. I don't know why I say goalie. Most of you know who all these players are. You know, and when I started the show, I said, hey, I'm going to be a little bit more pragmatic on certain things, because we do know that there's a lot of people that listen and follow the team that are, you know, either new to the sport or new to the team. And so I try to kind of be as forthright from that as possible. I'm going to give him 6.5 today, I think. Not a lot he could do on the goal, to be honest with you. Cannon had a shocker. That was horrific defending on his part. A beautiful ball, though. I believe it was by Jennings to set that up. All credit to them on that play. But Cannon whiffed, and there's not a whole lot that Okonkwo could do from that perspective. So 6.5. Clearworth, I'm going to give a 6 to him. Struggled a little bit, got turned inside out a few times, but nothing that led to any serious chances for Tranmere. So for the 6.5 there, I'm going to give O'Connell a 7. I thought O'Connell was very good today. Picked up a knock late in the match. Still went shoulder to shoulder to stop a breakaway goal late in the match. And so very, very impressed with O'Connell. Thought that he did a really, really solid job. Boyle may have been the best player on the pitch, or one of them. I mean, I think he was up for man of the match potentially with how well he was defending. Very, very strong in the air, very strong defending balls that were, on the ground, coming through, intercepting passes in the lanes, in the passing lanes. Very, very good. I'm going to actually give Boyle an 8 today. I thought it was very good. Pulled him off, obviously. We needed to bring on more attackers. I probably would have left him in, but he was the one substitute. I probably would have pulled Clearworth off, if I'm being honest. But Boyle was sacrificed there. But I was going to get. I'll give Boyle an 8. Barnett, I'm going to give Barnett a 6.5. Looked very dangerous taking his man on. But was very much lacking in that crisp delivery into the box. And ultimately, that's something that Wrexham really struggled with the whole match, was that last ball. I actually was thinking about it. It reminded me of someone playing FIFA and wanting that perfect pass or that perfect play instead of just moving the ball forward, knocking the ball around. If it wasn't there, pulling it back, resetting, and moving forward. I just didn't see a lot of that today. Barnett was very dangerous, but, there was that. Young, I'm going to give Young an 8 as well. I'm actually going to go with Young as man of the match for me, for Wrexham. I was very surprised they pulled him off. I don't know if he had a knock, if he was slow, if he was running out of gas. I don't know the answer to those questions, but he was very dangerous. Had several ventures into the final third, really good shots, threatened the goal, moved the ball, I thought, relatively quickly. For me, I thought he was the best player on the pitch, which was great to see. Him get on and get a nice little run there, but that is gotta be, yeah, he's man of the match for me. I would have left him on if I was Parky, but I am not. So that's what happened. Cannon, I'm going to give Cannon a 4.5. If there's a man of the match, I'd probably say he's probably the scapegoat of the match. I don't think he was terrible outside of the goal, but I mean, the problem is that you were terrible when the goal needed to be stopped, and ultimately that is the problem and why he's getting a 4.5. I think it was his birthday as well, which is kind of sad that he had such a stinker on his birthday. People might think I'm being harsh. Some people probably think I'm being too lenient. It probably just depends on where you land, but I definitely think that Cannon just lacked at it, but overall the whole squad did today. So 4.5 for me, for Cannon. Lee, I'm going to give a 5, and I think that's being a little generous with Lee, just because Lee was average today. Several passes that I think that he should have made. A lot of shots that he had were blocked. It looked like he was trying to overthink and make the perfect play instead of just making a play. And again, ultimately, that's what happened with Wrexham. The entire match was just overthinking everything and not just playing. right? There was no fluidity to the match. It really seemed like so. Five for Lee. Mendy, I'm going to say a 5.5. He started well and faded fast. His delivery was lacking. He did not have a lot of a great, he didn't have a ton of dangerous plays. He did take on his man several times earlier in the match. It looked like he was up for it. I think the first 20 minutes, he was probably one of the better players on the pitch. And then the next 70 minutes, he just kind of faded. So 5.5 for me for Mendy. Mullen, I'm going to give Mullen a 4. And this might be a little bit harsh, but Mullen looks off. He's looked off to me for a little while as well. He's not taking people on. Obviously, this is a step up in competition. You know, he's still a class striker, especially for the level that we're at. But today, he just didn't have it. He looks slow at times. I think he's trying to do too much. You know, last year it was easier. It was easier for him to influence the game. I think he's trying to influence the game a little bit too much right now. And that is where ultimately I think that Mullen needs to just kind of take a chill. He might be very tired. I mean, he plays so much. And, you know, this is the aspect, too, of a long season in this league, and you know we're getting to the end, but there's got to be no excuses. You know, we have to keep pushing, we have to move things forward and get that automatic promotion, because the last thing we want to do is be going into a playoff position, especially when the league is still within striking distance. You know, looking at the table, we're 5 points out of the top spot. But the thing is that we're level on points with MK Dons. We're 3 points ahead of Crew. We have to stay in those top three spots. If you just look, we want to win the league. We want to win championships. We want to be that kind of a club. But I don't think anybody's going to care if we finish third and go to League One. I think that's, you know, bang, bang, double promotion. I think that's what needs to be the goal. But obviously, look, the title is still there. We still have a shot at the title. And that's actually something that I think is very exciting. We play Mansfield Town in a little under two weeks. We play them on a Friday, a little under 2 weeks. We play Mansfield Town at the turf, I'm thinking about where we go to drink. It's pretty bad at the race course, and very excited for that. And it looks like, look, we win we beat Grimsby Town. We beat Mansfield. You know, at best, we're 2 points out. You know, maybe we're 1 point up. You never know if Mansfield Town drops points. So, we're still in it in for the title. I think we have something like 9 matches left. So there's a lot of points, or 8 matches. I think 8 matches left. There's a lot to be played for. So we shouldn't be giving up on that at all. Fletcher, I'm going to give Fletcher a 4 as well. I don't know what he was doing on some plays. I got to be honest. There was a couple flip passes or flicks that I just didn't know what he was trying to do. It looked like he was trying to be too cute. He started okay, but then it looked like the center backs of Trevi really got into his head. There was some pushing. You saw some of the center backs jumping off his shoulder pretty blatantly. I think that really got him rattled a little bit starting, and it's like he didn't recover from that. I don't remember a whole lot of him sticking out. You know, he got credit for a header that was on goal, I think in the 30th minute, but that was actually O'Connell that had a good header there. You know, if he puts it, you know, 2 feet right, we're level on points in the 30th minute. And, yeah, so for me, Fletcher, not very good. From the substitutes, Davies, a 5, Palmer, a 5, Dalby, a 4. I honestly, Dalby is just nothing like he was last year. at all. And he is, I don't know. It's like he runs around with a chicken with his head cut off sometimes this year. And his positioning and movement just does not seem like it's up to where it needs to be. Bolton, I'm going to give a 4.5, to be honest with you. He had a few ventures forward, and there was some delivery into the box. I mean, one sticks out late in the match where he just sailed it behind the goal. It had to have been better, but everybody is, right? Like, there's nobody outside of Young and Boyle, really our defense. I mean, our defense, I think, played phenomenal, to be honest with you. They scored a goal off of a counterattack and hit a 35-yard pass straight on, bang on to the foot, and Cannon just whiffed on the clearance. And so outside of that, I mean, the defense played, I think, very, very, very well. But Bolton came on, obviously, more of an offensive move for Barnett and just could not put it in. O'Connor, I'm going to give him a 6. I thought when he came on, we had a little bit more movement. He really doesn't sit on the ball. I think we need to get him back in the team ASAP. Good to see him in there. We have to have him. He moved the ball very, very fast, right foot, left foot. He wasn't taking 4 or 5 touches and giving the team time, the Tranmere defense time to reset. We have to have more of that. I think we're missing that. Obviously, McLean was a notable absence today. We definitely missed him in delivery into the box. We missed him with kind of that tenacious bite that he brings, whether in defense or in the midfield. So he was sorely missed. So those are the player grades. It was a stinker all the way around. Young had 2 good chances. Lee missed an opportunity. O'Connell missed an opportunity. Cannon did save a goal off the touchline. I think that's the only thing that probably saved his game from being probably more of like a 3 instead of a 4.5. And so, all around the last 2 matches, just not good enough. And for those of you who have listened to me before, I kind of tell it like it is. When they're good, they're great. When they're not great, they're not great. And today is not great. Something seems off. I don't personally understand the people that are yelling Parkey out and all this stuff. I mean, come on, guys, let's be serious. We're in an automatic promotion place, and people that say that, I think, just aren't serious. When we're in an automatic promotion place, we're still only five points off the top with 8 matches left and everything to play for still. It's pretty silly to be saying Parkey out, especially with what he's brought to the table for us the last couple of years. So I think that's just silly. Look, if we miss automatic promotion, go to the playoffs and miss out, I think then maybe there's a conversation to be had. Maybe it is time for a freshening up. The squad is definitely going to need to be freshened up next summer, regardless. Especially if we go into League One, there are players that are serviceable in League Two. But when you make that step up, it's not. And you saw that a little bit also against Blackburn, right? Like, Blackburn's not having a great season in the championship, and they absolutely knocked the ball around us like we were a pub side. So there's definitely room for improvement there. I think that you continue to build the club around McLean, Lee, Mullen, Okonkwo. I think is phenomenal. I think O'Connor's a great piece to have as well. Boyle is very good in the back. Barnett and Mendy, I think, are serviceable if you go to League One, but are they starters, or are these guys that need to come off the bench? There's a lot of those questions that need to be had, but that's for the end of the season, right? And I'm not saying that those are not going to be conversations to be had, but we need to have those at a different time, not right now. Final from the race course, Tranmere 1, Wrexham 0. Wrexham failed to score for the 2nd consecutive home match. Drop us a like, drop us a follow on Instagram, on Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it, Up the Town. And really, let us know your thoughts and what you think about the player ratings. Hopefully this is something I can definitely get back into more full time. I really enjoy doing it. I really enjoy watching the matches. It's been very hard to just devote time to it. It does take a lot of time, you know, to watch the match and take notes and all those other things. So hopefully things move forward and we can enjoy some more moments like this together. And, you know, hopefully we're lifting a trophy or celebrating a promotion in a couple weeks. That's all for me. Really appreciate it. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Up the town.
And that's a wrap for Up the Town. Thanks for joining us and being part of the worldwide Wrexham family. Keep that Red Dragon spirit alive and burning bright. No matter where you are in the world, remember, it's always sunny in Wrexham. Up the town.